Welcome, everyone. This is Hyacinth Gooden-Bailey, your host, and you're listening to Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond. I'm so pleased that you're here with me today, and in fact, you're very blessed if you decided to make this show your show for 6 p.m. Saturday, because in March, I might only be on air for one episode. So check the show page every week to confirm what's coming up. In April, I'll be at full swing every week with guests and special shows, and maybe more than once per week. So that's something to look forward to. If you're not a friend of the show, please join. If you want to chat in the chat room, please sign in so that you can do so. And if you want to call in, the number to call is, and please write it down, 347-308-8388. The chat room is open, so I look forward to seeing what you have to say or to read your questions. And, of course, you're very free to call in. In the meantime, you know what to do to nurture and build up yourself each week. You know that we have weekly teleclasses which go along with our weekly blog talk radio shows. And we have group coaching as well as individualized, customized life coaching sessions just for you. Your challenge may be anything from midlife crisis, career transition, job search, moving house, moving to another location in order to get a job, and other life changes, relationship battles, finances, or social and spiritual discomforts of any kind. So just email me, and I hope those who are used to hearing me give the email address will not be annoyed if I spell it out again, heb@sapienscoaching.com, sapiencecoaching.com. And of course, whatever way you wish to use to reach me, the links are there on our show page. Whether it's for the network, whether it's to receive our bi-weekly, bi-monthly e-zine, whether it's a sign-up for our teleclass, or to go to the webpage, www.sapienscoaching.com, or to get a copy of one of our e-books, one on career change, one on getting rid of fears, and the other on life-work balance, the links are all there. If you're hearing about the ebooks for the first time, all you need to do is go to lulu.com and put in the ID for each book and they'll pop up. One ID is 6184833. The other is 6184856. And the other 6023866. The links are there, so you don't even have to remember the number. Now, March 1st begins a turning point in my life and the time for inward assessment and forward thinking, as well as celebrations. So I'm practicing what I preach, as I always have. So you stick around for after that for greater and grander things on this radio show and on my network and my other offerings. You know what's today's topic and what was last week's, the Intuitive Life Redesign series. I'm going to allow you to take your deep breaths as usual and prepare yourself for today's show. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone. And again, we are in the chat room. I'll be checking there from time to time, so go ahead. Have your say. If you call in to 347-308-8388, I'll see you. But you need to click to show me that you want to speak. If you decide to be silent throughout the show, at the end of it, please click either to become a friend, to choose the show as a favorite, or to follow the show. So thank you for listening once again. Last episode, we talked about four basic commonalities to deal with before any movement or progress can begin, either in your corner privately or in a life coaching relationship. And I'll just review them quickly. One is the need to accept that it's never too late. And the second was that your future is always greater and can never be less. The third one was your connection to the divine creator as being the core of your quality of life and your existence. And fourthly, that you need to get into clarity and out of confusion in any area of your life that you want to straighten up. And I propose to you that you become a wanted person, meaning a person in demand for whatever it is that you want to shine in. And I hope that whatever I said last week found a way to your heart and mind for you to act on. I spoke with one caller towards the end of the show. We didn't get to finish our conversation. There wasn't enough time, and the connection wasn't too good either. But today I hope there'll be more willing callers or willing speakers, and that we'll have time. Last week, I wanted to end the show by saying that above all, redesigning your life, or at least your inner life, and therefore your outer life, gives you such peace that it's incredible that no matter what the circumstances are, your peace remains. It's almost as if you are immune and untouched by what appears to be threatening situations for everyone else. I think that's an experience you want to have if you haven't had it yet. Redesigning your life intuitively, you're so convinced of the amazing future ahead of you and of the reliable resources at your disposal that hardly anything phases you. Have you experienced that yet? I want to explore that with you further. So, please concentrate. Take notes, if you will, or replay this episode to really consider all the facts. Intuitive life redesign allows you to take risks, knowing full well that the outcome will reveal more of your greatness, that it will reveal more of your power and whatever power is available to you. And what risks are you afraid to take? To leave someone who is tearing you down? someone who is messing up your future? Are you afraid to take the risk to get out of a job that's making you sick? Are you afraid to take the risk to move from the rotten neighborhood or from beside a rotten neighbor? Are you afraid to take the risk to go back to school so that you can pursue the career that you really want to? Your life needs some redesigning, and you can feel it. When you go through the process, you will be comfortable with your daily choices and your decisions because you know what you're here to do and you're sure of the path that you're on. Of course, once you've taken the time to figure it out, you don't just go to bed and sleep and wake up and you know the path that you should be on. So then, make note, risks will have a new nature once you have gone through the process. Your greatness will be more appealing to you. You won't deny yourself that greatness. Power available to you will also seem friendlier, and choices and decisions will come to you more naturally as being good and not things to fear. We emphasized before the importance of thought and our thinking, so I can't avoid that. We have to continue talking about that. The question then is, what kind of thinking? As we said, we're always thinking. But what and how do we think? To simplify it all for today, let's look at creative thinking. Of course, there are many other types of thinking that we could talk about, but we won't cram it all in at once. We know from previous sessions that creative thinking is what assists us in manifesting what we desire and what makes us move out of the impossibility zone to our true potential and to what is highly possible. I repeat that. Creative thinking is what helps us to move out of the impossibility zone when we look at our circumstances to our true potential and to what is highly possible. In future sessions, we'll talk about other types of thinking that will work in your interest. Remember, you can call in 347-308-8388 and don't forget to call a friend to join us. In today's world, and in the modern workplace in particular, you had better get busy developing your ability to think creatively. I'm sure you are already convinced of that. No career survives or blossoms without creative thinking, whether to produce new products, or how to deal with your colleagues around you, or how to impress those who are making the decisions about who goes, who stays, who gets promoted, or to get the position you want. Qualifications today go beyond the degrees and certificates that we have. You have to learn to qualify for what you want in life, as well as on the job. To qualify in many senses of the word. If you do not understand that idea, life coaching will help you with that. I'm going to give you a few hints right now about what I mean by you have to qualify for what you want. You have to qualify in how you hold your mindset. Negative or weak notions and attitudes will not bring you what you think you should get or what you think you deserve. You have to qualify by matching your energy field with the energy field of what you're aspiring to. and that is heavy stuff. We delve into that closely in our teleclasses, so send me an email and join us to investigate what we mean by matching your energy field with the energy field of what you're aspiring to. You have to qualify by maintaining a joyful spirit and not a downward one. That moves you away from the good that you desire. I'm sure you understand that. You have to qualify also by investing in your personal development. And again, I don't just mean getting a certificate in something. No matter what, you have to continue developing yourself. And that's what life coaching helps you to do. And you have to qualify by not wasting your time with distractions. And there are tons of distractions around us every day. Of course, I could give you 20 other ways of qualifying, but you get the picture. In other words, the work of redesigning your life and career never ends. It's ongoing. If you are lazy, then forget it. You'll always be stuck behind everyone else. What I should mention is that when you qualify, you will get cues and hints from your environment. Winks and waves. But of course, you have to keep your eyes and your ears open to get them. Don't you want to see cues and hints all around you in the coming months that you're on the right track, that you're doing the right thing, that you're thinking the right way? Intuitive life redesign applies to your managing and enjoying your relationships as well, whether casual or very close, or in life partnerships or in marriage. It transforms missing partners into souls materialized out of nowhere, just suited to what you need to learn for your life lessons, and just suited to contribute more powerfully to your life and for you to contribute to theirs. Notice I did not say that these souls would materialize to complete you or to make you happy. You qualify for great relationships when you are ready to both receive and to give. And I say receive and give in that order, because we often hear that you have to be a giving person, but some of us even deny ourselves receiving, and that blocks what's coming to us as well. So you have to learn to receive as well as give at the same time. If you want to talk to me in the chat room, go ahead. The chat room will be open even after the show, so no rush. Now, if you're serious about making changes in your life or increasing the quality of your life, then you won't sit back and just listen and hang up after the show or move to another show or another website or go turn on the TV. You'll get in touch and you'll start a conversation. Changes happen when conversations are started and questions are asked. I'll say that again. Changes happen when conversations are started and questions are asked. That's what's happening in the Middle East right now. And I've been in many of those countries where groupthink operates predominantly. And there's dogma about most things. But you see, change is so unpredictable. It can happen at any time, and it can happen in your life too, and in your circumstances. Your finances are one of the things that will be affected if you focus on this redesign process, if you take this process seriously, if you invest in thinking right, and taking strategic action. It's in the attracting of money, the view of wealth, and the managing of our financial resources that the largest and most visible miracles can occur. They occur because they demonstrate that you have really made a turnaround and that you've really let in the light into your life. Financial disasters are brought on by many things that have little to do with money or earning power. They're brought on by being lazy, by being careless, by following what others do rather than what you are convinced of. They're brought on by being greedy on all fronts, by not understanding what your source is and not realizing the resources available to you, and not trusting in the higher power, God Himself, to provide. That is a lot to explore and to understand and to determine what you have been getting wrong all along. You qualify for all you need to be supplied and more when you are in a mindset of gratefulness. So that's one qualification which you can take care of immediately. It's time for us all to make new and powerful decisions about life and to make it our goal to redesign how we live, how we choose, and how we pursue goals and careers. How we choose and pursue relationships, and how we choose and pursue wealth. Let me have a look and see if there's any question I need to answer in the chat room. Okay. I see a question which I don't quite understand, but I will continue, and if we have time, I'll get back to it. So hold on. All right. All of this is not just for the fun of it. Faced with a number of upheavals and challenges and changes and transitions, unexpected and expected, in all aspects of our lives, if you are not prepared to re-engineer your living, bet your life you will always be dissatisfied. You'll be facing short changes. You'll be facing shortfalls. You'll be clamoring for more, never getting there. If you're in business, yours will fail before it starts. You will live up to the statistics on failure of new businesses. But that is not what you want. You will not be listening to me now if that's what you want. You want to move forward and to get ahead and to be happy doing so. So rethink what you're about and re-listen to this episode and the previous ones. Talk about it with close friends and talk to me about it. I want you to make a few jottings now if you didn't do so before. And if you have no time to listen to the show again, just keep these jottings with you for the week, and then give me feedback as to how it helps you with what you have to face on a daily basis. Remind yourself of what you've been listening to. One, avoid distractions. Two, unload clutter. Three, concentrate with clarity on what matters. Four, think creatively. Now, if you have difficulty with one or all of these, especially the one about concentrating on what matters, then it would be foolish not to reach out and be in touch with me and join with others who are seeking to. Because much of our lives, especially in the United States of America, is spent with energy on what doesn't really matter. This is just a small beginning towards transforming your life and your life experiences. I am going to see if I have any other questions in the chat room. Somebody is asking about why do we need a show on self-help? I suppose he's being picky with semantics, but the show is not about self-help. The show, at least my show, self-help is just the genre or the topic, the theme for a number of different types of shows. And my show just falls under that in the sense that the show and the show's content will help people to start thinking about how they can manage their own affairs while they decide on whether they need help or they can do it on their own. Because many people reach out to the wrong sources for help, not realizing that they have built-in inner resources which can move them forward at any given time, and above all, the resource of connecting with their creator. So I hope that answers your question, the person in the chat room. Okay. And by the way, if you read the summary of what this show is about, you won't ask about why self-help. You will see what I say at the beginning of the show page on focusing on women, and women especially over 40 who want to move forward and use up some of the talents that they haven't been able to use before by becoming confident and believing in themselves. So, again, you mightn't see or hear from me during March very much, but I can assure you I'm planning ahead for great shows from April onward. But I'll be talking to you every week on the show page so that you know what's coming up and what else there is. My email, if you want to talk to me about your particular concerns, is heb@sapienscoaching.com. And if you want to get hold of anything that's available, just click on those links on the show page, join my network of women who are talking to each other and participating every week in learning and developing their minds, changing their mindset, and achieving their goals. This is Hyacinth Gooden-Bailey signing off from Potential and Possibilities at Mid-Career and Beyond on Blog Talk Radio, hoping to join you again on Saturdays at 6 p.m. Eastern. You and your friends, please follow the show and become a... Thank you.